Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity. Welkom hier bij Business AM. Ik ben Sophie Sonck. Deze radiospecial staat in het teken van cybersecurity. De vele facetten ervan, de innovaties, de gevaren van nieuwe technologieën, de ethische kwesties. Ik heb een gesprek over quantum computing met Ramses Gallego, International Chief Technology Officer bij OpenText Cybersecurity. Ik praat met hem in het Engels. Welkom, Mr. Gallego.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sophie. It's really a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you for having me.
Let's start, Mr. Gallego. What is quantum computing? Is it just smarter, faster computing than anything before? And how smart or how fast is it?
Well, thanks for the question. Certainly, quantum computing is that discipline of technology that is being built following the laws of quantum mechanics and quantum physics. Your question mentioned it very well. I mean, it's faster, yes. Is more powerful, yes. Is more capable, yes. But why? Because there are laws in quantum mechanics and quantum physics that are different from the way that we understand the world. So that brings not just a new type of computer, but I would say a new sport in technology. It's a new game. It's a new universe on how things will be solved and how secrets will be hopefully maintained or broken, but yes.
And what are the main benefits of quantum computing for society, for the Western world, and for companies in particular?
Well, actually, the benefits are being more powerful, being more capable, being faster is the opportunity, the chance of having answers to questions that, I mean, trust me, maybe we have not even figured out yet. I mean, the questions is the unique opportunity of solving problems and challenges in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. So again, faster, more capable, deeper understanding of healthcare issues, of technology issues, of business matters. So a unique opportunity of approaching problems, society problems at large, in a different way. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
You say it is not a digital information, but rather a radical innovation. Radical as in disruptive?
Well, radical is indifferent. And actually, your question was digital information. It's not digital transformation. So these days, you go into conferences and everybody talks about disruption, digital transformation. And while that's true, because the society is so digital and so technological these days, I think, and quantum computing sits at the core of this, we have to approach it in a radical different way. It's not just about doing different things, but doing them differently, in a different way. And certainly quantum computing approaches all that in a wholly different way. This is why my quote on radical innovation is the name of the game. So in being innovative is good, but in a radical different way, absolutely, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And how radical or should quantum computing innovate?
Well, in a whole different way, because again, following the laws of quantum mechanics and quantum physics, the way, even from an architectural perspective, I don't want to be very technical in this interview, but the way we construct, you know, the computers from the inside, the way they operate, because they operate with light, yes, with photons of light, with beams of light, that, by the way, you have to freeze. I mean, you have to freeze. You need to freeze. Imagine how difficult that mm-hmm. is. A photon of light in order to be able to operate with it. So I'm not talking, with all due respect, and this it has been my career path for more than two decades, hard drives and keyboards and mouses, yes to all of that, and cables and Wi-Fis, yes to all of that. But quantum computing deals with light and temperature, super, 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 super cool. So it operates in a different way. This is why my approach on radical innovation, quantum computing is absolutely at the heart of it all. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
In one of your keynotes, I heard you mention the three V's of change, velocity, uh-huh. variety, and volume, but you uh-huh. added a fourth one, value.
That is correct.
Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. This society is so fast, so different, so diverse, with the three V's of change are the velocity, variety, and the volume of change. Too much information, too fast, you know, too different and too diverse, right? But especially with quantum computing and especially with cybersecurity at large, not only the three D's are important, but the fourth D of the value of being brave, the value of being bold enough, you know, in order to embrace change, in order to ask the right questions to the right people at the right time. And trust me, Sophie, that quantum computing is, again, you need to be bold in order to make the right investments from a public administration perspective, from a private sector perspective. I mean, you have to be brave and to be bold. This is why my fourth V is the value of embracing, adapting, and adopting change.
You think we're not flexible enough?
Well, I mean, we are flexible because, I mean, look at the news these days with all of the things on AI and machine learning. So yes, society is embracing change. The question is, who is faster? You know, if innovation is faster than our capability as humans, as societies, as companies and organizations of the world to embrace all that change. So flexible, yes, we are. I shouldn't answer a no to the question, but it's not about flexibility, about blending. It's about velocity as well. So we are flexible, yes, but are we flexible and fast in order to embrace all of those changes, blockchain and ethical changes and machine learning and AI and all those things, right? So flexible we are. Question is if we are fast enough on that flexibility, Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also mentioned re-evolution, not revolution, but re-evolution. Yes. What do you mean by that?
Well, in a way, Sophie, I'm playing with words. So it's a re-evolution, but it's a word that I have coined sort of with two meanings. So quantum computing and cybersecurity at large these days evolves from the things that we have been doing for decades. So it evolves on identity management, on data classification, it evolves on encryption. So it evolves on things that we still have to take care of, you know, data, applications, identities, access control. But it revolutionizes, this is why I'm inventing this re-evolution, it revolutionizes speed and computing power, especially for the things that we will be talking, and we have been talking on speed, computing power, how deep quantum computer brings, how the depth that it brings. So the moment that is speeding and more capable, it revolutionizes the way it does it. So build on the columns of privacy, protection, data security, and etc., but it revolutionizes the way it's been done. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Today's quantum computers exist, but today's versions will increase their speed and their computing power over the next years. How innovative will the evolution of quantum mechanics and quantum physics become in the next decade?
Okay, in the next decade. Thanks for the question, because some authors talk about 3 years, some people say 10 years, 15 years, we'll see. But what I can assure you is that quantum computing as it exists today didn't exist 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Right now, we are in the unit of power that quantum computing is about, is the qubit, okay? And we are roughly around 2,000 qubits. Some people say we are in 5,000 qubits. Some people say that we are in 100 qubits. But in any case, what I know for sure is that we started with one, and then two, and then five, and then 10, and 100, and 500, meaning I mean, technology and history has proved that with the right investment, with the right approach, with the right questions and the right answers, with the right effort, with the right money, yes, I mean, we will be progressing. And your question was very pointed, Sophie. In 10 years, we will certainly see a massive disruption with quantum computing called universal quantum computing. We are not there yet. Mm-hmm. So today, March or almost April 23, we are not there yet. We are in analog quantum and quantum annealer. But the moment that in 10 years, for sure, we will get into universal quantum, that would be truly a disruption. And I'm pretty sure that you will ask me later about what the why of that. But certainly when we get to 10,000 qubits, 10,000, we are not there yet. But mm-hmm. when we get there, that will be truly a disruptive. And 10 years, I mean, 10 years is a lot of time. I mean, because people will keep investing and putting the effort, the money, the people, the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Talking about those 10 years, can you elaborate on a world in which 3 or 5 new quantum computing implementations would be able to totally reshape the world? Would we fly faster, differently? Would we be able to use different power sources to fuel trucks and space rockets?
Well, to some of your examples, I have to say maybe. To others, I will say no. But what I can assure you is that we will be able, and right now, today, we are able to do things with quantum computing with the, let me use the word, with the babies quantum computers that we have, because they're babies, but with the babies that we have been able, and we are able right now in the present tense, we are able to solve things that will take hundreds, if not thousands of years to regular machines. Even the fastest computers on the planet, even the most capable computers on the planet, some problems will take thousands of years to solve, and boom, quantum computers of today, the babies of quantum computers of today, can solve it in a matter of seconds, if not minutes. So, yes, we are on the right track. They have to be deployed for solving one or two main problems. They are not universal achievers in terms of solving everything. I mean, they are not, I mean, because that's called magic, and we are not talking magic here today. We're talking science, right? But to your question, in 3, 5, 7, 10 years, yes, we will be able to hopefully, you know, solve cancer. Who knows? Hopefully, of course, or finding new materials on Earth. I mean, a new aluminum or a new material to build rocket ships. So to your question, yes, to some of your things, maybe to some of the others, there are no's, because some of the things are science fiction, but certainly quantum computing will give shape to the things that we need to do as society. Yeah.
Okay. We gaan er heel even uit. We zijn zo terug met Ramses Gallego met meer over quantum computing.
Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity.